AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting today with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as the UN votes on a U.S. resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza.
This is a significant change in the U.S. position. The U.S. has blocked three previous U.N. ceasefire resolutions, and it comes as the White House is increasingly critical of Israel's handling of the war, demanding it do more to prevent an emerging famine in Gaza. Of course, Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Biden have been openly sparring about Netanyahu's insistence on invading Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip.
That's ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv, and we've just learned that Russia and China have both vetoed that ceasefire resolution at the UN Security Council. Former President Donald Trump, 3 days from a deadline now to cover a nearly $500 million civil fraud penalty against him. Police in Idaho were able to track down the white supremacist who escaped from prison this week in Boise with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Political advertisements in Wisconsin with content made by artificial intelligence will now have to have a disclaimer. The bipartisan bill is designed to help voters decide whether what they see is true or not. It's one of 54 bills Governor Evers signed into law yesterday. Wisconsin voters could add two amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One would outlaw private donations to local election officials. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local. He's urging people to vote no.
There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels.
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. Democrats say the amendments would make it harder to vote. Republicans say they'd promote election integrity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Tana Elias has been named the new head of the Madison Public Library System. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway made the announcement Thursday. Elias already works in the library system, currently serving as the digital services and marketing manager. She's been involved in Madison libraries for around 30 years. She'll take over the role as library director on May 12th, pending approval from the City Library Board and Common Council. The Dane County Board will look very different after next April's local elections. 10 Dane County supervisors have decided not to run for re-election. That means that the board is guaranteed to have 10 new faces. In those 10 seats, 7 of them only have one candidate appearing on the ballot, all but guaranteeing they'll be on the board. Among those leaving is Supervisor Dave Ripp of District 29, who has been on the board for nearly 40 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
The Bucks hold off the Nets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Brooklyn Nets 115-108. Milwaukee jumped out to a 20-point lead early. Doc Rivers.
The first half, the ball was hopping. It was beautiful. And then we kind of went back to that old, you know, hold the ball, no movement style, which we're talented enough to get away with it, but it's not the way you're going to win in the long run. And we had to play ourselves through that, and I thought we did that.
March Madness, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking on Western Kentucky this afternoon in the NCAA tournament. Tyler Kolek back for Marquette after suffering that strained oblique muscle injury. Tonight, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Tip-off time, 8:40. Greg Gard on facing JMU's Terrence Edwards.
He's like some of the guys we've seen in our league, just he can score. I mean, he just knows how to find the bottom of the basket. And he's the MVP of that league for a reason.
That's Wisconsin Badgers head coach Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mm-hmm. snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east to be coming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right, how many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So
you need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 2, a live report from the NCAA tournament and more on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Donald Trump does not have a moral compass when it comes to America's standing in the world, how we interact with our adversaries, and he certainly puts his interests before the country. So if an oligarch in a Russia or a Chinese business official wants to help him get this money, I have no question that he would end up accepting it.
That would be Trump's former spokesperson, Elisa Farah Griffith.
Yep.
Okay. Boy, it's going to be an exciting treasonous weekend, possibly, isn't it?
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, and this is Charles Gasparino on Fox News.
Right.
So you know that Trump saw this on Fox News.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Donald Trump owns a lot of signature properties here in the city,
uh-huh.
in Westchester County,
uh-huh.
in Florida. And, you know, here's the thing, and it gets back to Donald's bloviating. You know, 8 years ago, he said he was worth $10 billion. He's clearly not worth $10 billion. Uh-huh. He doesn't have the cash to do this.
Okay, so the latest speculation is that he is considering bankruptcy, but I don't know what, as we just said with Glenn Kirshner, you can't discharge fraud debt
yeah.
with bankruptcy. So it's just enjoy every second of this, everybody. We deserve it. Okay, Chris, who said 20 years in and Stephanie Miller is still very much at the top of her game? Who said that?
Huckleberry Hound.
No, that was BarrettNewsMedia.com. Thank you so much. Oh, my God, you have exquisite taste. Thank you, Garrett Seawright. Check out the interview today with Garrett, and we'd link to all of that.
Yes.
Chris, who said Stephanie Miller is most definitely at the top of her game? Her humor, wit, and quality of her team members and guests is what's kept me sane over the last few years, politically speaking. Who said that?
Donald Trump.
It doesn't matter. Somebody on Twitter, so you know that it's true.
I don't think Donald Trump would say
Jenny.
Like
it was
that.
Jenny. Thank you, Jenny.
The giggling church whore?
No, another Jenny.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yes, this is what a hockey goalie tweeted. Step aside, Grateful Deadheads. The Steph heads, the Steph head groupies are touring the country this year. Indeed, they are. Oh, Howard Dean scream has been requested. Let's see. Steph, when you're announcing the tour dates, it would be cool to play the Dean scream in between cities. Rocky Mountain Mike also loves it when I send suggestions. Thank
uh-huh.
you. Hold on.
Where's the list?
Sexy liberal music and a scream
nope.
or no?
Nope.
Can't?
One or the other.
Oh, for God's sake.
We have limitations here.
Okay. Hang on, I got it. Okay. Here we go. Okay, Minneapolis, you're up first. Okay. And then Philadelphia, Madison, Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland. Okay, that's annoying. Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Kansas City, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. Okay. Oh, dear God. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Get those tickets going fast.
You know what? Everybody should rush to Kansas City because it's midway. You know, it's
right?
the midpoint of the country.
Let's meet there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Gibson tweets. I finally got my tickets for Sexy Liberal Tour Philly. Soon to get VIP tickets. So forward looking forward to seeing everyone. I listen every morning. And Glenn Kirshner will be our celebrity guest in Philly.
Yep.
Working on other guests everywhere, including Philly as well. Oh,
What do you call it? DJ Overnight tweets, the Beth and I got our tickets and meet and grope tickets for, oh, I guess you need Howard Dean again, for Minneapolis, Madison, New York City, Chicago, and Los Angeles.
Wow.
Who knows? Another cob shucking? You never know what might happen. Oh. The sex liberal tour, meet and grope, can't wait. Wow. That's one, two, three, five. He bought five cities. Okay.
And we thank you for your support.
Yes, we do. By the way, I it's getting to the point where I don't know if Sexy Liberal Tour or anyone else can write comedy like this. Ron was the first one that alerted me yesterday on Twitter. Jim Jordan is actually chairing a congressional hearing right now on locker room safety. I thought, no, that's a joke, correct? Eric Swalwell.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, here we go.
Gentleman from California is recognized.
I guess it's a good thing that some folks on the other side are now interested in what happens in a locker room. And we're not going to look the other way. Okay? I'll accept that.
What they were...
You can't write this.
It's not really locker room safety. It's an anti-trans bill that they're debating, and they were discussing who was going to check the genitals of these kids. So it's not really, it's not a locker room safety bill. It's like something a lot more sinister than that.
Jim Jordan shouldn't be in charge of anything.
Exactly.
Okay, let's do a Kath. Oh, Catherine in Baltimore has been waiting so long. Hi, Kath. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just quickly, you notice that Tish James said that Trump could not transfer his properties. Well, he transferred Mar-a-Lago to Don Jr. over a year ago. So I don't know how that's going to play. But I wanted to challenge my stepheads to join me. I'm calling 10 House Republicans every day, and I've called them all within 3 weeks, demanding that they bring up a vote to the floor for aid in Ukraine and humanitarian aid in Gaza. And I just, if we all call them, it takes 3 weeks to call them all and just demand. And I'm just, put the pressure on them and let them know that the Sexy Liberal Brigade is going to vote them out of Congress.
There you go. Yes, and vote them all out, every last one. By the way, they're going to vote today, and then I think, who knows, Speaker Godwin might get vacated by Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't know what's going on in the bag of rats, but they're writing commercials for us again.
Marjorie
Taylor Greene and Chip Roy are talking about how pathetic Republicans are. We're just like, thank you. Okay, Manu Raju and Representative Warren Davidson, Republican of Ohio.
Do you think the Speaker got rolled in these negotiations?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you think that his job's at risk?
I mean, I don't think near term, probably, but, the question is, next Congress, who's going to be the right person to be Speaker? And I think this will factor into it.
Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats, all equally awful. Marjorie Taylor Greene called the Republican, the majority in the House, a complete failure. Thank you.
All right.
She's such a polite chipmunk. Are we paying her to write campaign ads for us?
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
She tweeted, tomorrow Speaker Johnson's funding the government that has created this invasion. She means the border. Mm-hmm. I'm voting no. Shut it down. Chip Roy.
Is that who you're? No.
But yes, it is both because he owns the,
putt-putt outside of Lubbock. And
it's a Roy Rogers and a putt-putt.
Right. And Amarillo.
And miniature golf. Uh-huh. Exactly. Thank you. I always forget the Amarillo location.
Well,
thank you.
There's a chain of them.
Yeah. He called the bill a total failure by Republican leadership. Thank you.
After you. Oh, no. You first. Thank you.
I promise you I will not be going out and supporting any Republican who votes for this bill for any position ever again.
Okay.
Nice. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. You're all awful. Don't worry. We're going to vote you all out. Okay, Manu Raju and John Thune.
What do you say to people who are frustrated at this process that produced a 1,000-page appropriations bill in the middle of the night that you have to vote on by tomorrow?
I'm frustrated, too. There's a better way to do this. We should have been doing appropriation bills a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Senator Football Tommy Tuberville as well.
It's a disaster. Since I've been up here, it's been that way. It always comes down to the last minute. Everything's pushed in.
And this is the aforementioned Representative Chip Roy.
This is an embarrassment. Today, light up your congressmen and congresswomen.
Yes.
Light them up. Light up your senators.
Yep.
Tell them the truth, that they are risking the House majority if they vote for this bill. A vote for this bill is a vote against America. A vote for this bill is a vote for the mass parole and release of criminals that are killing Americans. Any Republican who votes for this bill owns the murders, the rapes, and the assaults by the people that are being released into our country. There is no defense of it, period.
Okay. You could have just voted for the much stronger border bill that was just up a couple weeks ago that Donald Trump told you about.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Paul in Seattle. Hello, Paul. Hi, Paul.
20 years in, he's still at the top of her game.
That's right, everybody. That's right, everybody.
I try to think about what everyone that Chris mentions, what they would actually sound like by saying that. But
well, yeah, like Huckleberry Hound.
Glenn Kirshner. Yeah, darling. Or any of them. I really like to imagine what and try to say it like they would. But okay. I was thinking about what Glenn Kirshner said about Alien Cannon. Well, so if Nathan Wade has to leave the Fonnie Willis team because it looks bad, well, what about Alien Cannon? And frankly, what about three justices on the Supreme Court who should recuse even for granting certiorari because it looks bad?
That's what an actual conflict of interest looks like. All the people you just mentioned.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When Karen was right on when she said, I remember in college, which was like 5 years ago, my girlfriend lost a small claims suit for $350 over who and her roommate owed a month's rent. And when she went to apply for a JCPenney charge card, she was denied because she lost a small claims suit. Donald J. Trump couldn't get a JCPenney charge card.
Yep.
Let alone a regular job.
Yep, absolutely. And see you in Seattle. Sexy liberal.
Yep.
Woot!
Can't wait.
Okay. Root Pundit said, I'm tired of hearing about how harshly history will judge this era. I'm living through it now, and I want actual judges to do some damn judging right now. That's what I said yesterday. Thank you. Lindy Lee, who joins us for the first time
next week.
Yeah, Tuesday. Said GOP star witness Tony Bubulinski. Tony Bubbles.
Tony Bubbles.
How you doing?
Mr. Bubble in the Double.
Has close ties with a sanctioned Russian oligarch and wore a ski mask to meet with former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, which, by the way, he denied. And then Cassidy Hutchinson produced a picture of the exact same thing. And its other star witness worked with Russian intel and was arrested for lying to the FBI. And its other witness was arrested for arms trafficking and being a foreign spy. You cannot make this
not
up.
At all.
Thank you. Lev Parnas still speaking yesterday.
This is not fun stuff. This is something that, you know, I'm putting my own life in jeopardy. I'm putting my family in jeopardy. But I think the most important thing that I could do to make amends of because of my responsibility in this whole thing is to get the truth out and expose these criminals and cowards for what they are and what they're doing.
Yep. One more, Lev Parnas.
About a month ago, 3 weeks ago, I had to get the authorities involved because of certain death threats, and they found out where I lived and got my personal phone number. Yeah. So the authorities are dealing with that. But, you know, I get constantly on social media and, you know, nonstop, but this was something more already that hit close to home.
Amy Siskind tweeted, we were told Robert Mueller, Merrick Garland, and Jack Smith would come to the rescue, but it was Roberta Kaplan and Letitia James who got it done. Hashtag trust women. Yeah. Thank you, Amy. So far, still counting on Jack Smith. But it's really true. It's the first real consequences he's actually seen. Andrew Weissman says, cue the Law and Order dum-dum. Oh, I think Bob Seska was kind enough to send that along to us. Yeah. The New York Attorney General liens served to freeze the assets so Trump can't access slash dissipate it to avoid being used to pay the New York $464 million judgment. Two court clerks tell me the New York AG has effectively placed liens on everything Donald Trump owns in Westchester County, her target Seven Springs, whatever there. There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Bob Seska. Oh, he also sent along a very disturbing Alex Jones song. I don't know if someone had made a song out of this.
Does
but I feel like, should I ask him to open at Sexy Liberal Tour? This is an actual.
Born leftist ass. I born on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
Born leftist ass. I born on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
My children aren't going hungry. I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Wow, that is peak 2024. Alex Jones said, I will eat liberal ass.
Yeah.
And then someone made a dance song out of it. And then, thank you, Bob Seska.
And then he had, Alex Jones had to walk it back and say, I didn't mean it that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Oh, Bob Seska and I have been sharing bodily fluid since 1904. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're both equally immature. Because every time we mention Chubb insurance, mm-hmm. well, Bob has his erection sound effect, which is, he has a different, yeah, and we have, I think we have Zip Boing, which is a different one, but he was, the rape case was backed by Chubb. Okay, thank you, Bob. By the way, House Republicans announced 2025 budget plan that would make huge cuts to Social Security, defund local police departments, outlaw abortion at the federal level, result in IVF bans nationwide, cut Medicare and gut the Affordable Care Act, and more. Our friends at Midas Touch remind you.
Yep.
Republicans, they really are that horrible.
They are.
That T-shirt is available at stephaniemiller.com. I'm wearing one of my many, many sexy liberal shirts. SexyLiberal.com for tickets. All right, and Sexy Liberal John Fugelsang coming up in just a few minutes. Fridays with Frangela after that. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh.
Aw. Did you know 35% of adults experience poor sleep quality? I'm telling you, Cozy Earth, the softest, the most luxurious. I am in a double lasagna of softness, my sheets and my jammies.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
So they're all made from viscose from bamboo.
Right
the
on.
Sheets come in 15 awesome colors. If you use the code Miller, you get 35% off at CozyEarth.com. All their bedding products crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored just to you. They use the best fabrics, materials, weaves, superior softness. Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products. 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. CozyEarth.com. Go right now. It's self-care. That's why it is. Prioritize yourself. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Type in Miller for 35%. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Leave her alone! You're lucky she even performed for you bastards! Leave!
Stephanie Miller.
Alone! Please.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. Join us for our annual Bock Fest on March 23rd. Kiss Old Man Winter goodbye and celebrate the coming of spring with the annual release of our roaming goat Maibock. Have your beer poked by the campfire and dance to live music with the Jason Pettit Band starting at 5 p.m. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Badgers won it! Oh, did they dig in defensively tonight!
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000, 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller. Talking and you didn't think that I would hear it. People hear you talking like that, getting everybody fired up. Cause there ain't no holler back girl. Ain't no holler back
girl. Oh, yeah. It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, it's a love tweet from Paul.
Oh.
I can't believe it's been 20 years since I first began listening to Stephanie Miller. I used to listen before my soul-crushing job in L.A. that I hated. Steph always made me laugh, even as I was down in the dumps. Now I'm less of a bitch, and she's better than ever. And weirdly, I'm more of a bitch, as you know, Chris. Donald Trump has made me mean.
No, you've softened, actually.
Well, I might become more cuddly once we get rid of him, once he leaves the stage. Okay.
You've softened. I've worked with you for 25 years.
Really?
You've softened.
I? Thank you, Chris. Yeah. I'm a softer bitch than I was?
Yes.
Oh, good.
You're more palatable.
Thank you. By the way, I've only been doing this show 20 years. I've been in radio 40 years, which is weird since I am only 42.
Right.
So.
But I've worked with you for 25 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
We were at the previous station.
Today. Yeah, there we go. Sandy says he was prosecuted because he inflated his assets. He's losing his assets because he doesn't have enough money because he inflated those assets. Mm-hmm. So please, go grab him by the assets. When you're famous, they let you do it. Thank you, Sandy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to enjoy this weekend. I really am. Noel Kassler, our friend, said Trump and the GOP, folks should pay their debts and shouldn't have student loans canceled after decades of interest-only payments. Also Trump and the GOP, please send me money now as I'm in trouble with my loans and I can't afford the fines from New York City for cheating on my taxes and running a scam business. Hashtag vote blue.
Yep.
And I mentioned this yesterday, Tom Hartman, the smartest boy in every class, who will be our celebrity panelist in Portland, Sexy Liberal.
Yes.
September 7th, I believe.
Confirmed.
Okay. He tweeted Trump's Treasury Secretary, foreclosure king Steve Mnuchin, seized the assets of 30,000 American families when he repossessed their homes and threw them out on the street. But Trump backers complain that seizing his assets is somehow anti-capitalist. Oh, you are the smartest boy in class. I can't wait to see you, Tom. Okay, aww. Let's go to Steve in Missouri. Hey, Steve.
September 23.
Hello.
Oh, Steve put the phone down to talk to someone else.
Steve's talking to someone else. Okay, Sue in Rockville. Hey, Sue.
Hey, happy Friday to everybody.
Thank you. You too.
Listen, when you see people destroying themselves, your enemy destroys, just step back and watch. The MAGA Republicans will never learn. Ohio Senate candidate, Bernie Moreno, he told moderate Republicans, Do not vote for me. There's a place for you on the other side. D.C. Young Republicans just posted an Instagram of moderate Republicans burning in hell. I say let them go. I guess if you live in the red bubble, you die in the red bubble.
Oh,
but
dear.
Don't help them. They're busy destroying the GOP.
There you go. All right. John Fugel saying next.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz says she won't recuse herself from a case about voting on wheels. She denied a request for recusal yesterday, even though the court hasn't decided if it'll take the case. Conservatives are suing the city of Racine, claiming a voting van to collect absentee ballots was illegal. Wisconsin's child care centers are set to run out of government subsidies to keep them afloat in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble.
I haven't run across any that feel comfortable that they're going to still be in business once this is done. And you think about that. It'll be a catastrophe.
Evers tells Civic Media's Empowered Caregiver this weekend that businesses depend on workers who depend on child care. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Traffic on East Washington Avenue was briefly blocked Wednesday afternoon after a car caught on fire. It happened around the 3400 block just before 4:30. Firefighters found a vehicle in the siding of a house on fire and were able to quickly put it out. Nobody was hurt, and the house's interior wasn't damaged. But the fire still caused an estimated $50,000 in damages. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. While the Wisconsin Historical Museum in downtown Madison is closed this summer, that doesn't mean that kids don't have a chance to learn about Wisconsin history this year. The State Historical Society is holding three interactive programs later this summer. Kids can learn more about the state's history and the many exhibits at the museum and participate in special activities to create their own museum exhibits. The three programs are for kids ages 5 and up and begin in June. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's all about campaigning because, as we know, this is a do-nothing Congress. And so we've done nothing productive. But when you come from a ruby red district, you end up winning votes or you win your primary because you get to say, Joe Biden really isn't the president. Joe Biden, you know, he is worse than Trump. Joe Biden should be impeached. And so they're playing games.
Jasmine Crockett. Ah, please give me more. Well, I can't. You can't have just one. Jasmine Crockett soundbite. No.
The American people cannot afford to have another term where the Republicans are, quote unquote, in control because all they're going to do is play games. And honestly, this is like Russian roulette. It is very dangerous to decide that you are going to bring about impeachment in any form, even in the inquiry form, simply because you feel like it will score you political points. Our system is supposed to be bigger and better than this.
Thank you, Jasmine Crockett. I think even Tim Burchett, Republican of Tennessee, admitted that I think it's over. Do we have him with Dan Abrams?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you agree that this impeachment inquiry is basically over?
We're not going to have the votes. That's clearly the case. And I don't think we ever did. I think you had a few Republicans that would have pulled out. And now that we've a bunch have just left us in the middle of their terms or before the end of their terms, I think it'd be very questionable whether we could get the votes.
Oh, so sad. So sad. Sad. I think Eric Swalwell was correct on the time of death of this impeachment.
I think so.
All right, let's talk to our ecclesiastical move. He is mine on Fridays. Hello, good morning, John Fugelsang.
Hello from the New York Bureau, kids. It's great to see you.
Good
exciting about the tour.
Yeah.
Getting all set up.
I'm busting out all my vintage Sexy Liberal tour. This is from the virtual tour.
Yes.
Can I just say that we remember because of COVID, Weary Warrior tweeted, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Has to be the stupidest damn question ever asked. For God's sakes, we were in the beginning of a deadly and terrifying pandemic for which we were totally unprepared because our so-called quote-unquote president didn't want us to know because it might hurt his ratings. We were left without adequate warning, food, toilet paper, masks, gloves, ventilators, etc. The country was set adrift in a sea of fear caused by incompetent, ignorant, narcissistic leadership. John, how much of this is a mass? You know how we like to block out our own trauma? How much of this is people just don't want to remember how bad it was?
Part of it's that, but part of it's the media culture that doesn't want Joe Biden. They want their Trump-sized ratings back. And that's why for months it was the Joe Biden is too old. Then it was, are you better off now than 4 years ago? And now this week, they're really just going with the, oh, Americans don't like this choice. Have you heard this one? Americans just want a different choice. I mean, Donald Trump led a violent terrorist attack and ended 200 years of peaceful transfer of power. And Joe Biden thinks women should control their own bodies. Both sides have lost their mind. We want a better choice. Biden's old with a stutter, and Trump is old and rapes people. But we want a better choice is all. This is the media's games. Everyone with a memory knows we're better off now than we were 4 years ago.
What was your line I quoted earlier this week? It's not apples and oranges. It's apples and big gobs of Satan's vomit or something.
Yeah, it's big steaming pustule gobs of Satan's vomit and apples. That's what we're comparing here.
You also tweeted Trump's not the Antichrist, but Christ is the anti-Trump.
Well
said, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Can I just say how much I hate it when I have to pay $400 million bond for a guilty verdict because I lied to inflate my net worth? But now no one wants to loan me money because I lied to inflate my net worth. I'm a victim. I'm the victim here.
You retweeted Mark Levin, who's been whining among other Trumpers.
Yeah, he is.
Why are there no Republican multimillionaires offering to lend President Trump the funds? And you just said, just guessing, Mark, it might have something to do with his long documented history of not paying bills while recklessly lying about his overall net worth. That could be it, John.
Why isn't Mark Levin giving money to Trump? Why is he scolding Republican billionaires? Trump's not a billionaire. Trump's the guy who owns the golf course the billionaires golf on. They don't see him as a peer. And if I was Trump and I still didn't have this $500,000 by Monday, and my son-in-law, Jared, just got $2 billion for covering up a murder I helped with, I'll tell you, if I was Trump, I'd be so mad I'd start being attracted to my other daughter. I really would. I'd be hot for Tiffany.
Excuse me. By the way, I, you know, I think of you not just as the ecclesiastical mook, but also the official psychic of the Stephanie Miller Show. You said my predictions for Donald Trump, Paul Bearers, My Pillow Guy, Chachi, Kid Rock, Kim Jong-un, Kanye, Ron Jeremy, and Rudy Giuliani continuously jumping up so he can reach the casket. But we wish no harm on Donald Trump. You're just, you know, you're just preparing ahead. You're just thinking ahead.
You know,
that's all.
I do this bit sometimes about how you have to be healthy to be alive for Trump's funeral because you don't want to miss. I don't wish any harm on Trump. You know this, Stephanie.
Yes,
I want him to have a long, healthy life. I want three ghosts to visit him on Christmas Eve. But yeah, I don't want anything bad to happen. I wish him a long, healthy life.
I've said he should get
The Hague.
He needs splash guard on his grave. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just thinking
but
ahead.
You know he's gonna die. I'm just saying you have to stay healthy. Please watch the partying and the drinking and try to exercise. You want to be alive for the funeral because you know Melania is bringing a date, right? You know that's gonna happen. his casket's gonna look like Liberace's piano, and who's gonna sit? Well, we know who's gonna sing. Frank Stallone. But still, you don't want to miss it, people.
Oh, this is why you counsel us on Twitter. Life is short. Be sure to read as many articles about celebrity breakups as possible. Or about whatever is happening in England, which I can't, even with Chris's explanations every day, I can't figure out.
I barely follow that.
I don't know what's going on over there. I don't know. All I know is the worse it gets, I hope they find a way to blame Meghan Markle. I really do. I hope if you can manage to blame Meghan Markle for Prince Andrew, which they've done, then you can do anything. Yep. So.
So, you know, we had, as you said, especially as a New Yorker, you're going to enjoy this weekend, the fuller Donald Trump's diaper gets. I mean, there's already been, John, a bunch of panic stories this morning. Maggie Haberman reveals Trump world chatter about Trump rage at property seizures, possible bankruptcy.
Yes.
Trump rages as deadline approaches.
Say it slower.
As bad a weekend as he's going to have, that's how good my weekend's going to be.
Yes. Stop and smell the train wreck, people. Enjoy it. You keep wanting to see Donald Trump behind bars. He's behind bars now. His karmic penance has begun. This is only his second legal failure this year. People, take a moment and be glad to be alive. I mean, Lara Trump is going to... They're turning the RNC into his GoFundMe right now. Big donors are hiding from Donald Trump like 14-year-old girls backstage at a beauty pageant. They are hiding from him. They're trying to funnel all the RNC cash into just him to pay his legal bills so there's no money for down-ballot races. This is beautiful, guys. Lara Trump is defiling the RNC like it's a Tom Petty song, and we need to lean in and pay attention because this is gorgeous.
And
Save America PAC is broke right now, and Biden has $150 million.
Yeah. By the way, what was I going to say? Glenn Kirshner, you know, was confirming the news that broke yesterday, Chris, that, you know, this document thing in the New York hush money case is nothing. There's, you know, it's less than 300 documents. They all corroborate stuff they already knew. His prediction is this next trial is going forward in April, the election interference hush money case.
It will.
This one, Fani Willis plans to press ahead with her goal of putting Trump on trial before November election, intends to ask the judge in the criminal case to schedule a trial date as soon as this summer. It is a bold move. As we know, Judge McAfee granted a request from Trump and his co-defendants to seek an appeal. But that's not going to stay. The trial still goes forward. And you know how I feel about the whole. By the way, Trump not only doesn't know his ass from his elbow, he can't spell it. Didn't you hear him say, "Felt funny, they spell it, you know, like your ass." Fanny even. Oh, my God.
I know, but wasn't that a classy moment? Evangelicals, there's the guy you gave up Jesus for. Congratulations. Enjoy your fat messiah. Yes, racist and rapist. You got it all right there. Thank God you got rid of that skinny, brown-skinned Jewish guy from the Middle East. You did good. You upgraded.
I swear to God, I hope Fani, I hope he goes down in every single one of these RICO charges. One of the experts said on CNN, basically, this is a two-month sideshow the judge should not even have let happen. This is what I kept saying. But it's over, and the judge finally came to the right decision, that there was no conflict. Now we're back to where we should never have left, which is these people are under felony indictment. Let's get a trial date. So, you know. Go ahead.
But Stephanie, in fairness, I mean, Prosecutor Wade was a married man when the affair began. And I don't know if you know this, But Donald Trump supporters are really offended by adultery, really mad at adultery. So that's why this had to go through. They had to humiliate an accomplished black woman for that deeply moral reason.
Give me 15. So this is where we've come. This is Marco, little Marco is apparently on the VP shortlist, which is for him super short.
He's short.
Yeah.
I think anybody who would be offered that should be honored, but I've never spoken to anybody in the Trump world about it.
So if offered this position, you would accept it?
Anybody who would be offered the chance to serve their country as vice president should consider that to be an honor. And that's why I'm in public service. It's just not. If that changes, I'll let you know, but I've never talked to anybody about that.
Has there ever been as much tape as Marco Rubio saying? First of all, making a small D joke about Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, this would be the first time in history a vice president had made a small penis joke on TV about the man who gave him the job. It would be beautiful. And by the way, can we just say the very fact that they're even leaking this to focus group this idea with the press?
Yeah.
The very fact that they're that worried about not winning Florida, they'd consider Marco Rubio.
Yeah, or the Latino vote.
They are.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious.
It's all so obvious.
They know he's thirsty for power, though.
Yeah.
That's a joke about how much water.
I mean, this is the guy who called him a con artist. They hate each other. The only way, I mean, maybe if they asked Ted Cruz, they'd have somebody who hated Trump more. Or one of Trump's wives. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, it's perfect. That's exactly the way Marco Rubio's career deserves to end up. Being a full-time sycophant for a man he hates.
By the way, you mentioned RNC, which is just fantastic that now they've reversed themselves and they're going to pay his legal bills. So all the money's going to their crookie nominee.
Yep.
Couldn't happen to a nicer party. I just love this story. Trump canceled a rally in Arizona because his campaign was too broke. He was planning to hold a rally in Arizona on the same day he rallied in Ohio to support his endorsed Senate candidate. What's his name? Bernie Moreno. The guy that was
Bernie Moreno.
Looking for
what's his name?
For other guys.
Beautiful, that guy.
Something that's going to lose
to
Sherrod Brown. Yeah.
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 Yes.
Yes. Go ahead.
Sorry. Bernie Moreno is great. Big homophobe with the, you know, personal ad, because I don't know if you understand this, but in most Republican campaigns, the intern always has access to your private email to set up an adult friend finder account. So that's all it was. And that, a full abortion ban. This guy's great. Democrats spent $2 million to get this guy the nomination instead of Nolan, who might have had a chance again. I mean, like, Bernie Moreno is the Democrats getting 50% closer to maybe actually being able to keep the Senate. He's this year's Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. I'm wondering, if the RNC is paying Donald Trump's legal bills, how is that not a gift and therefore not taxable as income? I mean, on a campaign finance law, this would go all the way to the Supreme Court, who would then say, oh, bribes, good for you, and let it go. But I mean, it's so crooked. He is robbing the entire party. When this is over, we are going to breathe such a sigh of relief and realize the signs were right there. Anyone who donates to the RNC is just lining Trump's pocket. And donating to the RNC to help a Republican candidate anywhere in America is useless.
Yeah.
You can only make direct donations to the candidate. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's fleecing the entire thing, and it's beautiful. Go ahead and let him redistribute your wealth, MAGA.
Yeah. Even Marco Rubio, by the way, you know, I love in this article is described as he looks good on paper and on television, a powerful combination for Trump. But I mean, it's in reality, right? It's always a bust. That's the thing with his, and I don't know these other names, these other names he's floating, Ben Carson and Tim Scott. Right, they're just like, oh, look, I'm not a racist. I'm thinking about these people.
Tim Scott's a possibility. Tim Scott, I thought last year I was convinced he was in the lead. But you know what? He's getting married. He's going to be getting down with his wife. He's going to be way too busy making sweet love by the fire for the next 6 months. Congratulations, Tim and Mindy, by the way. Ladies, try to find yourself a man like Tim Scott, ladies. A man who'll go off on weekend fishing trips with the boys and never open his tackle box. Try to find a man just like Tim.
All right. Hey, you know what? Sexy Liberal Tour is done, exploded. And I'm just saying, you got to go to sexyliberal.com right now.
Yeah.
We will see you kicking off in, Minneapolis, then on to Philadelphia and on and on and on.
That's right. If you don't come to this tour, it's going to be a bloodbath. It's going to be a bloodbath for all of America. And the comedy thing is the least of it all. The comedy thing, the least of it. A bloodbath for all America.
Bloodbath.
Right. We love you, John Fiegelsang. All right.
Thanks,
40,
John.
48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Modi's Nature's Blend. Me. I know. Look at them. They're so, they're just the happiest little puppies.
Yeah.
They're right underneath me in their calming dog bed because they've already had their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
They've got little Dr. Marty heads circling their head.
Yes, exactly. I'm just saying, your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It is premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. Some companies, they make like candy bars and whatever and dog food. They don't love your dog. Dr. Marty loves your dog.
Yeah.
And your kitty. Ow. He makes Nature's Feast as well. Turkey, beef, salmon, duck, beef liver, the first five ingredients. Dogs naturally love the flavor. Right now, you get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soulseed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soulseed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
Your smile says a lot about you. It can give you confidence and give great first impressions. At West University Family Dentistry, Dr. Thacker and his staff will help ensure your oral health is in top shape because oral health affects your overall health. From routine checkups to advanced treatments, they're here to keep your smile shining bright and to make your dental appointment as pleasant and stress-free as possible. Call West University Family Dentistry at 608-238-6244, 608-238-6244, or log on westuniversityfamilydentistry.com. MattandAir.com. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Credo Mobile, the OG sexy liberal company. I'm telling you, all the bad stuff happening out there in the world,
yep.
You can feel overwhelmed, right? Like anything you do as an individual doesn't matter. It does. Making good choices, you can make a difference. Choose Credo Mobile.
Okay.
They're America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate to amazing progressive nonprofit groups like Planned Parenthood, you name it.
Yep.
Join them. You will get a great feeling. It comes with knowing you're making a difference just by using your phone.
Oh, okay.
Look at you. You're a do-gooder just by sending a text.
Yes.
Look at you. You also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, and a complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. Switching to Credo Mobile, so easy. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Get in. Let's go. We're going to CredoMobile.com. Type in, Steph, what happens? You get $250 off on any smartphone. Any smartphone. CredoMobile.com, $250 off just by using that code, Steph. Ooh, I know I'm quivering in anticipation. Fridays with Frangela is almost here. Okay, let's go to Mike in West Virginia. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mama.
Hi.
Soon it'll be formerly of West Virginia,
okay.
I'm hoping.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to go take care of my mom. She's having a tough time.
I'm sorry.
But I wanted to call because watching him, it seems like we're watching Smeagol turn into Gollum. Nobody really liked Smeagol to begin with. Now they really hate Gollum. So I see him he's always saying stupid things like, but he always returns to like my precious, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A love letter from Hugh. Even having my knee replaced can't stop me from going to sexy liberal Denver. That a boy, Hugh. Mama, I've been in need of a knee replacement for a long time. I bought my tickets for Sexy Liberal Denver. A couple weeks later, got my date for my knee replacement, which will be about 3 weeks before Sexy Liberal. I'm lucky enough to be in the front row, but I couldn't quite manage the meet and grow. Oh, that's okay. I'll come sit on your brittle knee.
Your brittle hip?
Knee.
Knee? Okay.
See if you see a guy in the front row laughing way too hard, it's me. Yes, you are outrageously funny, but Percocet and rum and Diet Coke might be enhancing the experience.
Oh, my God. We don't recommend that.
The guy hopped up on goofers in the front row in Denver.
Right.
Yeah. Love you all. Max from City by the Bay. P.S. Chris, you are hot AF. Oh. Chris LaVoy is indeed
Thank you.
AF.
We love you, Denver! City by the Bay!
Yeah. We're coming. Okay. And Bonnie in Madison got her ticks. From Fart Jokes to Menstrual Blood Feed by Carlos's pet dog. Oh, that was really disgusting.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love coffee with Carlos. I love his and y'all's silliness. Thanks for being the part of my day I always look forward to. Got my Madison Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour tickets. Looking ahead to it, think I better make sure to bring along something to wipe my tears from laughing so hard. Yeah, you should do that. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, Carlos is out of his tree.
Crazy.
Okay, David and Vermont. Hi, David.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. Love your show, obviously. Hey, I was just really thrilled with the idea that even though Mike Pence is a spineless wuss and everything you guys say, at least he's not backing Trump. And that's, I know that guy from the Simpsons that goes, aha. I just think that would be so cool to do that towards
Nelson.
Donald Trump regardingness.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure what he meant. The guy that's Nelson that says ha ha.
Uh-huh.
Hi, John in L.A. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, yes.
On the subject of Donald Trump being broke and Joe, for being the lowest approval rating of any incumbent, where is he getting all of his money? The Biden campaign.
That's easy. From us, from Americans, because we are terrified of putting the treasonous bag of trans fat back in the Oval Office. Oh, that was a little trolley. I forgot to spray Trollby Gone.
You did.
Okay. Fridays with Frangela next.
From Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.